Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Dalet. We are at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chaim Dov HaKoyen Ben Rivka. So, Mesechtes Nida daf Mem Dalet is a daf that has to have an asterisk next to it, as it's a daf that has ideas, halachos, and lamdas that really pertains to ganshach. Sok the Mishnah, tinoikes bas yoimechad, a girl that's one day old, metama benida. We saw this in the beginning of Perek Benois Kutin, that a girl that sees dam nida, even if she's one day old, becomes tomei tumas nida midai rais bas yud yomim, once she's 10 days old, metamim beziva. Now she could become a zava gedoyla. Why does she have to be 10 days old? Because the definition of a zava is a woman that sees dam from day 8 of her nida cycle. In order to be a zava gedoyla, you would have to say dam 3 days in a row. So the earliest a baby can become a zava gedoyla is when she's 10 days old. The day she's born, the nida cycle starts, first 7 days, 8, 9, and 10, then she can become a zava gedoyla in the event that she saw dam. Tinek ben yemechad, what about a boy? When he's one day old, he's metame beziva, he can become tomei tomas zav. One re'iya, he's already a zav. Umetame benegoyim. Additionally, a tinek and a tinekos, once they're one day old, if they develop a nega, they can become a mitzayra. Umetame betomas meis. Additionally, if they come in contact with the meis, they can become tomei tomas meis. Vezoikeik liyibon. If somebody dies, has no children, he leaves over an almana, and he had a brother. This brother was one day old. The halacha is this yibum. She has a din of yivama, loisiyah ishes, ameis hachutza lishzar. She's going to have to wait until this child gets older, does either yibum or chalitza, before she's able to get married. Even though the child is just one day old, but that's old enough to create a yibum zika so that she will have a din of a yivama. Upaitim in a yibum. Additionally, the only time this yibum is if a man dies and he leaves over no children. Ki yeshvum achim yachatov, umeis echot mehem, uven einloi. But if he has a son, then there is no yibum. How old does that son have to be, says the Mishnah? If the son is one day old, paitim in a yibum. Umaycha betruma. Additionally, the halacha is that if a bas Yisrael marries a koyein, so she's already truma. What happens if her husband dies? Now, she's not letting Truma anymore, unless she had a child. If she had a child, being that her child is going to be a Kayan, because as relates to Kayan Levi Yisrael, the Yichus follows the father. So if she has a son that's a Kayan, the son is Michael her Betruma, she's now letting Truma. How old does that son have to be? Again, a Tinek Ben Yoy Mechad, that's the age. The same is true in the reverse. A Bas Kayan, when she's single, is allowed to eat Truma. What happens if she marries a Yisrael? Now she's not allowed to eat Truma. What happens if her husband dies? She goes back to her father's house. Now she can eat Truma, but only if she didn't have any children. If she had a child, being that the child's going to be a Yisrael, so just like a child that's a Kayan is Michael, his mother, but Truma, a child that's a Yisrael passels his mother, who's a bas kohen, from eating truma. So again, how old would that child have to be in order to be poisim on a truma? Yoy mechot, the noichel umanchel, a child that's one day old has an ability to yarshin umanchel, and others can yarshin. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Vahargay chayiv, if somebody kills a tinek b'yoy mechot, he's chayiv mis. Additionally, a tinek ben yoy mechot is to his father and mother and to all his relatives like a chosin. Not just a chosin shalem. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Either way, so we have a Mishnah that mentions a whole bunch of ideas, really ideas that are in and of themselves, unrelated to each other, that discuss the status of a tinek ben yoy mechad or a tinoikes bas yoy mechad. And the Mishnah seems to be saying two things. Number one, all the halachas that we saw are negeya, a tinek ben yoy mechad, but what you also see from the Mishnah is michlal hei nata shemei olav, that they're not negeya in uber. So for example, an uber can't be tomei tumas nida, obviously, or tumas ziva. An uber can't have tumas negaim, or tumas meis. An uber is not zoikik liyibum. An uber wouldn't pater min hayibum. An uber can't be meichel b'truma, can't be poisel min hachuma. An uber can't be noichel u'manchel. If somebody kills an uber, he's not going to be chayiv. And an uber is not lo'avav u'li'ima l'chol k'roivav k'chos and shali, whatever that means, we'll have to wait until the Gemara. But either way, that's what the Mishnah is saying. So the definition of person, as it relates to all the aforementioned sugyas, is yoyim echad, but Yoim Echad is a kula and a chumra. Meaning, Yoim Echad, you have to be older, but also Yoim Echad, you can't be younger. How could you be younger than a Yoim Echad? You could be an Uber. You could be a fetus. And an Uber is not considered a child as it relates to all these halachas. Why are we talking about this here in Masechtas Nida? It's a nice breather from some of the intense sugyas that we've been learning. But why is this here in Nida tucked away? Mem Gimel Amud Beis Mendalan? Because of the first halacha. The first halacha was, Tinoikis Bas Yoim Echad Metame Benida, Bas Yud Yomim Metame Beziva, Tinik Ben Yoim Echad Metame Beziva. This is the sugyas that we're learning. The Mishnah does what it often does, and it digresses. We'll see, it's going to digress with several Mishnayos now, discussing different halachas that are related to the age of children. Either way, the Gemara is going to discuss now the entire Mishnah. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was the Masechtas Nida halacha. Tinoikis bas yoim echad metame benida. How do you know that? The Tanur Rabbanan. Isha in liyelo isha. Bas yoim echad nida minayin tamadoyim v'isha. Meaning isha sounds like a woman. How do you know even a child that's one day old? The Torah could have said Isha, it said Ve'isha with the Vav. The Vav is Marba, even a Tinoik is Bas Yoy Mechad. How do you know that a baby could become a Ziva? You know, Amidu Tan Rabban and Isha. Same as Rasha, Inli El Isha, Bas Yud Yom Ziva, Menayin Tamadoyma Ve'isha. It's not the same Pasik. One is a Pasik in the parish of Nida, the other is a Pasik in the parish of Zava, but it's the same Drasha. In both cases, we're darshaning the extra Vav. Tinoik Ben Yoy Mechad, Amidu Tan Rabban and Ishish, Ma Tamadoyma Ishish, the Rabbis Ben Yoy Mechad, Tamad Beziva, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that from the words Ish, when married, but that even a tinik ben yom echad give you a tamer bezivir. Shmuel ben Yishev, Yechem, and Reiko, Oimer, ain't it tzarech? You don't need ish because Harei Oimer. The pasuk says v'hazav v'zayvoy lezachar ulenekeva. The pasuk says zachar ulenekeva. It doesn't say ish. It says zachar ulenekeva. So as long as this being qualifies as a zachar, that's enough for him to be tamei tumas. Zav, Lizachar Koshu, Ben Gadol Ben Katan. And by the way, for Nekeva also you don't need the drushes that we mentioned earlier. Because Linekeva Koshihi, Ben Gadol Ben Katan, Imke Matamaloy Mar Ishish. The Gemara says, if you don't need Ishish, then why did it say Ishish? The Torah talks that way sometimes. How do you know that? The Chsiv Adam Kiye Ba'ar Besaray, Adam Koshu. Tinik Ben Yoy Mechad is an Adam, right? Why would such a child not be called Adam? It doesn't say Ish, doesn't say anything about Bar Mitzvah. Doesn't say anything about having to be older, just says Adam. There's no reason a Tinik Ben Yoim Echad shouldn't be considered Adam. Incidentally, not actually Vaitu, Metame Betame Meis. How do you know that a Tinik Ben Yoim Echad is Metame Tumas Meis, Dechsiv, Va'al, and Nefashois Asher Hoyusham? That's in the context, Parshas Chukas, of Tumas Meis. Nefesh called, as long as someone's called a Nefesh, he's subject to Tumas Meis. V'zoikik liyibum, Dechsiv, Ki Yeshvu, Achim Yachtov. Achim shahoyu lehem yeshiva achas ba'olam. As long as the two brothers had yeshiva achas ba'olam, they were in the world at the same time. That's the definition of ki yeshvu achim yachdov, which is the setup for the parish of Yibum. So, Tinik ben Yoim Echad has a brother who was married and died. It's ki yeshvu achim yachdov, and it's for that reason you're going to have the halachas of Yibum. What would be if this baby wasn't born at the time that the brother died? Even if the mother was pregnant and the baby was born later, so the halach is there would be no yibum. It's what's known as eshes ach shaloi hoya boy lamai. This is a sugya mesachtes yivamis. But either way, ki yeshvu achim yachtam achim shahayu lehem yeshiva achas boylam. If the baby was alive, even for one moment, at the same time as his brother, that would be enough. That if the brother dies, the almana would fall a yibum. The zoykeik liyibum. Upeitim in a yibum. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, uvein ein loy amarachmana vahisle. The pasuk says, ki yeshvu achem yachtu v'meis achan mehem uvein ein loy. In the event that it's uvein ein loy, the halacha is yibum. If, however, there is a ben, then there's not going to be yibum. So if this woman or this man died and he left over a son that was a ben yoy mechad, does he have a ben or does he not have a ben? Is it uben einloy or is it uben yeshloy? It's uben yeshloy. So obviously, upaytim ben ayibum is not going to be yibum. Umaychal betruma. The halach is that a tinik ben yoy mechad could be maychal betruma. What was the case? Where a bas yisrael married a kohen, then her husband died, but left over a child. That's a kohen. So the halacha is that even though a bas yisrael that's not married to a kohen anymore, technically shouldn't be able to eat truma. But as long as there's a son that's a kohen, that's enough for him to be meichel the truma. The pasuk says, "V'yilid beisay heim yoichlu belachmai karim bei yachilu belachmai." Sort of from this pasuk, "V'yilid beisay heim yoichlu." Pasha, what it means is the yilid bias of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. But we learn from here that the yilid bias of a kohen sometimes could be meichel, not heim yoichlu, but rather yachilu. Okay, but what's the context? The context is the case that we just mentioned. The halacha is that sometimes a child could passel b'truma. What's the case? The case is where a bas koyin marries a Yisrael. And then the Yisrael dies. Theoretically, she should go back to her father's house and now be able to eat truma. But if she has a son that's a Yisrael, the Yisrael son is going to be paisel manat truma. How old does the Yisrael son have to be? So what the Mishnah say? Tinaik ben yoy mechat, says the Gemara. How do you know that? Vezere ein la amir achman of Yisrael. Because when the pasuk says that a bas koyin that gets married to a Yisrael, and then her husband dies, she goes back to eat truma. The pasuk says very clearly, it's only vezera engla ubas koyin kisia almana ugrusha vezera engla v'shavol beisavia kinurea milacham aviyotaycha v'chazar layaychavai. That's very mafurish. It has to be zera engla. In this case, atinik ben yamechid is considered zera. Says the Gemara, my ear yezera. I feel ubernami. Fake the Gemara. Why do we need this pasuk of zera engla? I have another pasuk. And now we do have another pasuk that says, I have a better pasuk. Because this pasuk of Zera Engla seems to suggest that you have to have Zera, you have to have a child, that's a Tinik Ben Yamechad. There's actually another pasuk that's mashma, that you don't even have to have a child. Even an Uber, meaning if this woman would be pregnant with a child who's a Yisrael, that would be enough to passel b'truma. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says kinu ureh. So that pasuk uvas koyin kisi almanu ugrusha v'zera engla v'shovel beisavia kinu ureh. So we learn from here that the only time she goes back to her father's house is if she's kin ureh, if she's the way she was when she left her father's house. Prat le muberes, and muberes is not the same. It's not the same person. Freit the Gemara, then why do I need vezera engla if I have kin ureh? And it's not just why do I need two drushes. The drushes seem to conflict each other a little bit, because vezera engla sounds like the only time she doesn't go back is if she has a child. Kin ureh sounds like even if she wouldn't have a child, even if she'd be pregnant, that would be enough for her not to go back. Whereas the Tzrichi, you need both. It's true. It's two drashas telling me two different halachas, and they're both important. So I would think, okay, if she has a child, then she doesn't go back. Maybe she's only pregnant. She doesn't have another guf. She doesn't have a child now. So maybe she goes back. That's what the pasuk said. No, being that she's not the same person now, because previously she wasn't pregnant. Now she is. So it's not kinurel. She doesn't go back to her father's house, who's a kohen. Had it said only kinurel. So l'chura, at this point, if you know that a pregnant woman can't go back to Yitruma, certainly if she has a child, the more says, no, I could say if I cared this far. Which on the mikara gufa srika, v'hashta gufa malia. When she wasn't pregnant, when she left the father's house, her womb was empty. Now it's filled. There's a child inside. So she's not the same person. She's not kinurel. Aval hacha, but over here, when she had the baby already, now she is kinurel. She's the same person. She rather has a child. But as it relates to her guf, she's the same person. Because meikara gufa srika, v'hashta gufa srika. Is eimatecho, tzricha kroy, tzricha. That's for that reason we need two drashas. So we need the pasuk of Azari Eima, we need the pasuk in Ureh to tell me that if a bas koyin marries a Yisrael and has a child or is pregnant, each one has its own chiddush. The halacha is the child is paisel b'truma. She would not go back to her father's house. She wouldn't be able to eat truma. So the Gemara reconciled the psukim. Says the Gemara, "Kray atritz." We reconciled the psukim very nicely. We understand why we need vezera engla. We understand why we need kinurel. Befreit the Gemara ela masnisen. But how do you understand the Mishnah? My ear, you ben yoy mechad afilo ubernami. The Mishnah was mashma that a tinoik ben yoy mechad is paisel manat truma. And as we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, that from the Mishnah, you have to make a diak, that Tinik Ben Yamechad, which is a kula, even a Tinik Ben Yamechad, but there's also a flip side to this coin. It has to be a Tinik Ben Yamechad. An Uber not. Says, relates to this halacha, it sounds like an Uber is not Paisel Menat Truma. Has it with what we just said? We just said there's a drasha. The drasha says, Kinu Ureo Prat Lim Uberes. The Mishnah's mashma not that way. The Mishnah's mashma only a tinik ben yamechad. So the Gemara says you're right. It's an excellent ta'ara. Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says you have to say that hachav b'mayaskinon. What's the Mishnah referring to? Because she actually stayed in a different case. The case is where there was a woman that had two wives. It was a man, a kohen that had two wives. Achas grusha, achas ena grusha. So this was a kohen that was married to a grusha and was married to an ena grusha. Now, a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. Not only is a kohen not allowed to marry a grusha, if a kohen has a child with a grusha, the child is a cholol. He's possibly candy. Truman, there's a whole bunch of halachas that affect the status of a child that's born from a zivug of a kohen
and someone that a kohen wasn't not allowed to marry. So either way, this kohen was married to a grusha and an ena grusha, and he has children from the ena grusha. He has a whole family from the ena grusha. This is the woman that he married, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. V'yeshloi ben echad men agrusha. And he has one son who's one day old. That's the key from a grusha. The halacha is that if this man dies, so now his sons are going to yarshim him. Now all the sons are going to yarshim him. Not only the sons that were born from the inner grusha, the sons that are ksherim, but even the chalal, the one that was born from the grusha, is also going to yarshim him. What happens if this person had avodim? The halacha is the avodim of a kohen are allowed each room, but only the avodim of kosher kayanim. The eved of a kohen that's a chalal is not allowed to eat truma. In this case, when this man dies, he has five sons. One of them is a chalal. The avadim, could they eat truma or could they not eat truma? So the chur, they can't. Because being that the avadim fell to all five of the sons, so each one of the sons has a shutfis in the eved. One of them is a chalal. The one that's a chalal disqualifies the eved from being able to eat truma. So this is really totally in sugis of breira. But the point is, just from a very high level, the fact that there's one yoirish or one owner of the slaves that is not allowed to be maichal b'truma, that would now disallow all these avodim from being able to eat truma. So here's the question. The question is, how old would that ben gerusha of the kohen have to be in order for him to be poisel the avodim that these sons are yarshing now from eating truma? So the halacha is, he would have to be one day old. That's the halacha. Poisel asa truma, we thought, meant the case that we spoke out in the Mishnah, the way the Gemara initially understood it. It's talking about a bas kohen that married Yisrael, that has a child that's ben yemecha, that ben yemecha child is poisel b'truma. Frank, the Gemara can't be what the Mishnah means, because in the Mishnah there's a diuk. The diuk is it has to be a diuk ben yemecha. If it be an obed halacha, the Mishnah wouldn't be true. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hacha b'mayaskino, we throw the whole Mishnah on its head. It's a completely different halacha. It's no sheiches. That's not the halacha. The halacha was a kohen, he had two wives, one of them was a grusha, from the grusha he had a child. If that child, if the kohen now dies and he leaves over avodim, the avodim wouldn't be able to eat truma. Why not? Because one of the owners of the avodim is a cholol. How old would that child have to be? He would have to be one day old. And anachinami, if he'd be an uber, if when the father died, there was a wife that was a grusha previously, meaning the child, and she's expecting a child that's going to be a cholol, that uber would not have the ability to be poisel. Says the Gemara, inside the poisel ba'avdei yavim milecha b'truma, this child that's ben yoy mechad would passel the avodim of his father from eating truma, like we just mentioned. Ula fukim ed Rabbi Yossi, and you're right, the diak's a great diak, that it has to be a tinik ben yoy mechad as opposed to an uber, and that's the loike Rabbi Yossi, the oma uber nami poisel, who holds that an uber could also passel when it comes to this halacha. Kamash malon ben yoy mechad in Uberloin. No, the child has to be a ben yoy mechad, not an uber. Noichel umanchel. Then the Mishnah said that a tinoik ben yoy mechad is noichel, he can yarshin umanchel. And when he dies, others yarshin him. Says the Gemara, noichel miman, umanchel uman. So the Gemara, lo achiv me aviv. When we say, I'm sorry, noichel miman, when we say that he's noichel, who does he yarshin from? Me aviv, it means that he yarshins from his father, meaning his father dies. So if there's a bunch of brothers, so the question is this child, is he mishtatif in the Yerusha? Does he get a portion? Or does he not get a portion? The answer is, if he's a tinek ben yoy mecher, if he's one day old, he gets a portion of the Yerusha. So they go manchel. When it says that he is manchel, meaning when the child whose ben yoy mecher dies, others yarshin him, who are those others that are going to yarshin him? L'achim yachim, presumably his brothers. His brothers from his father. Freit gemara, iboy me'abu l'ersi, iboy minei l'ersi. Why is it necessary to say manchel? I mean, it won't be the tzad if the tinek ben yamechad wouldn't have an ability to be noichel umanchel. So then the father would die, and what would happen is that the brothers, the other brothers, would yarshin directly from the father. Now that the child yarshined, when the child dies, they end up yarshining from the brother. But doesn't matter if they're yarshining from the brother, if they're yarshining from the father. At the end of the day, they're going to yarshin regardless. So what difference does it make whether they yarshin directly from the father or they yarshin from the brother? That's the Gemara's Aura. It says, Gemara Rav Sheshes, Noichel benichse yo'em, lahanchel le'echem enop. No, of course, a chapsa nafgamina. We're with chapa nafgamina. The fact that he's noichel umanchel is because what would be if this tinek ben yoy mechad's mother would die, and this, the yoyrish of the mother, the one that stands in line in the world of Yesh Noichel, is this tinek ben yoy mechad? It's a tinek ben yoy mechad yarshins its mother. Now, when it dies, what would be if its Yarshim are his brothers from his father's side. So those brothers didn't yarshin this mother because she wasn't their mother. They were achim minoav, and this is this boy's mother. So it's negeya noichel manchel, where sometimes money's going to transfer in a way that it wouldn't ordinarily transfer simply because of the fact that the child is noichel manchel. So if you want to look at the whole noichel manchel as one big picture, no, there is a nafkamina. It's not pshat. What's the difference if he's noichel manchel? Let's say he's not noichel manchel. They're going to end up in the money anyways. I hear, but no, it is negeya. If the noichel and the manchel play out, it could be the money will not end up going where it was supposed to go. How so? If you're right, if the Tina Pinya Melech is yashing his father, and then when he dies, he's being manchel to his brothers from his father's side. So it doesn't matter if he's noichel or manchel, not noichel or manchel. The money would anyways go from the father to the brothers. That's regardless. But hacha b'mayaskinon, where he's being noichel from his mother, and then he's being manchel to achim min ha'av, ordinarily, how would his mother's money end up by his brothers from his father's side? There it is. It's all by virtue of the fact that he's noichel manchel, and the Gemara says v'dafke ben yemechad avalu b'loy. And what the Mishnah is saying is that only a tinek ben yemechad has the ability to do this. An uber does not have the ability to do this. My time. What's the reason? The hu mayis bereisha the ein haben yoreches imoy bakever lahanchel ochanam. Meaning, what would be the case of an uber? The case would have to be where the meaning. What's a hechatimso where an uber is going to yarshin his mother? So obviously, if it's an Uber, it's still in its mother's womb. And if it's Yarshin and its mother, it would mean that first the mother died, and now the Uber is going to Yarshin. Now the Mishnah is saying that Noichel Manchel means the child Yarshins its mother to be Manchel to its brother's Minha'av. If we're saying an Uber can't do that, so what's the reason for it? So Pashu would say, I don't know, maybe an Uber doesn't have an ability to be Yairish. But the Gemara is coming from a different angle. The Gemara is saying, no, it's not even possible such a case. Because the only way that would be possible is if first if the mother died before the Uber while it was in its mother's womb. So now you have a Shiloh. Does it Yarshin? Could it be manchel? The Gemara said it's a moot point because the way this always works is the humayis bereisha. If a pregnant woman dies, the child always dies before the mother. I mean, that always dies before the mother. It's never negeya for the child to yarshin its mother because it would have, by definition, died before the mother. An uber is in its mother's womb. If the mother died, it would have died first. Now, maybe it's yoyrish even after it's dead. There is such a concept of someone being able to be yoyrish bekever. And that the Gemara says, Eina ben yoyrish es imay bekever. A child can yashin its mother bekever lahanchel la'ochem minof. Eina Gemara, Eina, is that true? That if a pregnant woman dies, the child always dies before the mother. V'havu uvda, there was a story, a ma'isa shayir ka'achayu firches atlasa prichusi, where the mother died and they saw the child was still moving. It was being mefarcheses. So clearly, it's not necessarily what the Metzias is. Amar ma'bre, the Rav Ashi, mida dehavi azon of halta, the mefarcheses. No, sometimes if you cut off the tail of a halta, it's gonna move sometimes, even though it has no life in it, but that's just the way it is. And sometimes something that's dead can still move. So the fact that the child, the Uber, was moving after the mother had already died is not a raya that sometimes the mother dies first. No, the Uber always dies first, and it's for that reason this halacha of Noichel min ha'em, lahanchel Echov minaav is only negeya tinek ben yemechad. It's not something that's ever going to be negeya within Uber. The Gemara says Marbid Rav Yosef Meshmei Derava Maloy Meshememait Bechelik Abachar. So we're going back to this line in the Mishnah that the Gemara is bothered with. V'noichelu manchel. Pashul v'noichelu manchel means a tinek ben yemechad. The Yarshin is from his father. To be manchel, he doesn't have children. He's a tinek ben yemechad. So who's he being manchel to? He's being manchel to his brothers. Min ha'av, right? Mishpachas av kruya mishpacha, mishpachas ein kruya mishpacha. So ordinarily in the world of Yerusha, things follow the paternal side of the family, not the maternal side of the family. He's yashing his father, he's giving over to his brothers min ha'av. So the Gemara says, what would be if he's not noichel u'manchel? So when this man died, the money would go to the brothers. Now that he is noichel u'manchel, the money goes to the brothers. So once he's noichel and manchel, meaning if he's only noichel, then it chaps an afkamina. But we're saying noichel u'manchel, l'may nafkamina. Meaning at the end of the day, the person that would get the money if the tinek ben yemechel was a noichel u'manchel is getting the money anyways. So the first heresy the Gemara said was, you're right, if he's noichel u'manchel, that's the way it is. Hachav ma'eskiri, where is noichel mina'ein? He's being noichel mina'ein. He's not manchel la'echav mina'ein, because mishpachas ain't made a kriy mishpachas. He's being manchel la'echav mina'av. So the money's going where it wouldn't necessarily go. Another teretz, ma'abrid, Rav Yosef, mishmeid, Rav Ha'am, al-loymer, shememai b'chelik ha'bechayr. Yechap another nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, what if there's a bechar? So the halacha is a bechar gets pishnaim, he gets a double portion of his father's chelik. But if a bechar yarshins his brother, there's no halacha of pishnayim. So a chapa nafkamina, if this tinek ben yemechad died right after the father died, so did he yarshin the father, or did he not yarshin the father? If he didn't have the ability to yarshin the father, then the bechor is going to get a pishnayim chelek, regard, meaning then this child didn't yarshin the father, and when we cheshbin the pishnayim of the bechor, it's not going to take his portion into consideration. So for example, if there were three brothers without him, so you're going to divide everything into three, and from the three, the bechor is going to get a fourth chelek. He's going to get a pishnayim. If, however, the child does have the ability to yarshin his father, then there's four yarshim. So we're not going to divide the yerusha into three, we're going to divide the yerusha into four, and which means that the bechor is going to get a fifth chelek. But if you do the math, the number's not going to be the same. So the nafkamina is, if he's noichel uman, so it comes out, there's another Yoirish when the father dies. So you have to take that Yoirish into consideration when you factor the Pishnayim. If he wouldn't be Neuchel Umanchel, then there would be one less Yoirish when the father dies. So then the Pishnayim would end up being a greater Chalik. So you want to know what difference does it make? At the end of the day, isn't the money ending up in the same place? Yeah, but it makes enough commune if there's a Bechar. Because if there's a Bechar, the Bechar gets Pishnayim, but he only gets Pishnayim from his when he yarshins his father. He doesn't get Pishnayim when he yarshins his brother. Even though the brother's Yerusha came from the father, it doesn't matter. You only get pishnayim from the father. So the Gemara, the Amar Marbrei, the Rav Yosi, Meshmei, the Rav, he gave him a card. It's mentioned that Achamisas of a child that's born Achamisas of Einoy Memayet Bechelik Habachayro, and that's why the Mishnah says Tinik Ben Yoy Mechad, because if the child would be born after, let's say the father died and his wife was pregnant, and so the halacha would be that that child that's born later would not be memayet from the Chelik Habachar. My time of a yod uloy beino, because when the pasuk talks about pishnayim, it talks like hisyanu lishnei nashim achas huva achas nua viyod uloy banim. Sounds like they were together. So if they weren't together, there's no halacha of pishnayim anyways. Or he can't be memayik from the chelak abachayr. So hacha b'mayaskinon, it's negeya this case. But the point is only a tinik b'nyamecha, but an uber would have been a surah masna hachi. So what we just said is the way they said over this halacha of Marbrei Rav Yosef and surah. The Pumbadisa masna hachi, they had a different version of this in Pumbadisa. Amar Marbrei Rav Yosef, Meshay Dirava, Parshanai Lacha Mises Aviv, in a night of Pishnaim. If a Bechor is born Lacha Mises Aviv, he doesn't get Pishnaim. So what was the first halacha? A ben that's noilad Acha Mises Aviv is not memait in the Pishnaim. He doesn't get factored into the equation when you figure out what the Pishnaim is. The child that's not a Bechor was born after Misas Aviv, he doesn't take away from the Pishnayim. In the second version, it's the Bechor himself that was born, Lacha Misas Aviv. So Bechor Shenoyla Lacha Misas Aviv, he himself doesn't get Pishnayim. My Tami Yaker Bina Valakar. Right, the Pasuk says it's a Bechor Yaker. It has to be a Bechor that the father knew. In this case, the father, Rahman al-Islam, never knew his son. I mean that he never knew his son, so it's not Yaker. If it's not Yaker, he's not going to get Pishnayim. So we had two versions of what exactly Mar Breder of Yosef said, Besura Mas Nohachi, Bepumpadisa Mas Nohachi, the Hilchasa Kachalani Lish. The Mar Breder of Yosef, Mishmeder, both Lishinas are true of Fiemis. The mission said if somebody kills a Tinik Ben Yamechad, he's Chayim Misa. Because the pasuk says, Vishki Yaka Kol Nefesh. Kol Nefesh, mi kol makayim. As long as you call the Nefesh, that's enough to be Chayim. And the last line, an ambiguous line, is that a Tinik Ben Yamechad is to his father, his mother, and to all his relatives, like a fartig chasson, kechasson shalim. What does that mean? Amar Rabba, the Indian avelos. It means that if this child dies, the halacha is you have to be noyeg avelos. So what's this lashon of kechasson shalim? So Pasha, the Rishonim say that what it means is that if this. The thought is that this is a child that was a Ben Yomecha that died. So maybe it's not so bad, and maybe it doesn't require such an avelos. No, it's as if mamash a chasson would die. That would be an unbelievable tsar. This Tinek Ben Yoy Mecha dying is like a chasen shalim. Tais Yontif says a little differently. Tais Yontif says that we know that a child, b'shas his bris milah, is called a chasan domim. He's called a chasen. And that's the point. The point is, don't think because this child didn't have bris milah yet, so maybe that is a reason to mitigate in the avelus. He's kechasen shalem. He's treated like a chasen, as if he already had a bris milah. Very interesting. Tosfos Yontif talks about doing bris milah on a child that dies before the eighth day. Ayin shav. Either way, but the Gemara says one final comment, and that is, Kiman, who is this going like? The loiker of Shimon Gamliel. It's not like Shimon Gamliel. The Amr Shimon Gamliel said, Kol shesha shloishem yem ba'adam, einei nefel. If a child is born and the child does not have the ability to live 30 days, he's considered a nafel. And a nafel has a special status in halacha. So Shimon Gamliel said that any time a child lives 30 days, he's considered a nafel. Haloisha, which would imply that if he didn't live 30 days, and we don't know for sure whether he was an Eifel or he wasn't an Eifel. What does that mean? If he didn't live 30 days, doesn't that by definition mean he was an Eifel? No. What happens if he was Nafal min Agag, or Yochloi Ari, an accident happened, something tragic. So in that case, we'll never know whether this child had the ability to live 30 days or didn't have the ability to live 30 days. Nafel doesn't mean didn't live 30 days. Nafel means didn't have the ability to live 30 days. So if you know for sure a child could live 30 days, the day he's born, he's already not a Nafel. And just because a child dies within 30 days, that doesn't mean he's a Nafel either. What matters is, does he have the ability to live 30 days? In this case, we'll never know. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, the only time a child is not a Nafel is if he was Shah Shloishim Yoy. But if he was Loy Shah, if something happened, and we don't know for sure that he wasn't a Nafel, Safek Havi, he's going to be a Safek. So Vosvil the Gemara. So Pashut, the way you learn, what the Gemara means to say, it's commenting on this last thing, right? That's the Hemshach. We just said that if a child dies, even a Tinik Ben Yoy Mechod, you have all the Avelos. You have Avelos as if this child would have been a Chosin Shalim. Zok the Gemara, it's the like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, this child is a Safek. Maybe the child was a Nafel, and being that it's a Safek, ba'avelus, you always go l'kula. Halacha k'divrei ha'meikol ba'avelus. We're very, very meikol when it comes to avelus. Tosfos says in Masechtas Erevin that even avelus liyom rishon, which there's a mandam in Chas that holds as deraisa, even then halacha k'divrei ha'meikol, even then you go l'kula. So ba'avelus, we always go l'kula. And being that ba'avelus you go l'kula, certainly a Safek avelus, you're going to go l'kula. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there wouldn't be any avelus at first glance. So the Gemara says, l'chura, isn't this the like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Which is a little troubling because we pass in ordinary like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Gemara says, no, hachav mayaskin in the kem le'shakal kadosh. It's a tinik b'yamecha. We know for sure he wasn't. It's possible to know the minute the kid is born that the kid is not a Nafel. So when you don't know, and then it was Achleari and Nafel Menagag, that's where you have Rav Shimon Gamliel's halacha that he's a Safek. But Hachav Mayaskir was Kololei Chadashav. So if it was Kololei Chadashav, in that case, you know for sure that's why the Tinik Ben Yecha was going to have a Velus. The way we just explained the Gemara is the Pashup Shad. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi seems to be the not such Pashup Shad. Rashi says, command the Loiker of Shimon. The second to last Rashi before the Mishnah, Akula Masnis and Koi. It's going back on the whole Mishnah. The Kachoshe Ben Yoy Mechod Ben Kamaisa, that every halacha that was mentioned in the Mishnah, this is Gishmak, to start going through all these halachas, but every single halacha that was mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara feels, should only be true if this Tinek Ben Yoy Mechod, you know for sure, is not a Nafel. But a Nafel is Metama Ben Agon. A Nafel is Metama Tomas Meis. If somebody kills a Nafel, he's going to be Chayav Misa. L'chayre na. So if every Tinik Ben Yoy Mechad is really a Safik Nafel, so pray the Gemara, how do you understand the whole Mishnah? And for that, the Gemara answered, Hachav Mayaskinon, Tikimle Shekolo Loi Chadashah. That says Rashi is learning that the Gemara's comment, the Gemara's Sushal of Rav Shimon Gamliel, is not just going back on the last Halacha. I mean, if you look at the two dots and the way the daf is set up, it sounds a little bit like it's going back on the last Halacha. But Rashi says, no, that it was really a comment on the whole Mishnah, the Achrein Mamadayk from the Rambam, clearly not the way there's many Rambams, which seem to suggest that the Rambam held that the Gemara's Ha'orah of Rav Shimon Gamliel is only going back on the halacha of Hilchas Avelos, like we said, halacha k'divrei ha'meikol be'avelos. Based on that, regardless, ad kan, this is the Mishnah. It's just two Ha'orahs. So the first Ha'orah is something that we've touched on many, many times, but hafoichba v'hafoichba dekulava ve'im beis medrash b'loi chedesh. So the Mishnah gave us a whole list of things of a tinek ben yemech and a tinek is bas yemechad, where as long as a child is one day old, so there's a whole Shulchan Aruch that's going to relate to this child. One of the halachas was ha-hargoy chayev. If somebody kills a tinek ben yemechad or a tinekis bas yemechad, the halach is he's going to be chayev misa. And the Gemara brought a pasuk from it. It says v'ish ki yakeh kol nefesh. One day old is already called a nefesh, mikol makoy. And for that reason, there's going to be a chiyuv misa. But clearly implied from the Mishnah is only if somebody kills a tinek ben yoy mechad, is he going to be chayiv misa. If somebody would kill an uber, however, it's mashma, that he wouldn't be chayiv misa. And Tosfos in two places in Shas, in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Lamed Gimel, and Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes asks a kasha from a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin, where the Gemara says that if a Benoyach kills an Uber, he's Chayev Misa. The Pasuk says, Shoifech Dam Ha Adam Ba Adam Dama Yishafech Ki Betzalem Elokim Asa Esa Adam. This is a Pasuk in Parshas Noyach, literally talking to the Bnei Noyach. Shoifech Dam Ha Adam Ba Adam. If someone kills an Adam who's in an Adam, says Gemara, what's an Adam that's in an Adam? An Uber. Doma Yishafech. He's going to be Chayim Misa. So it's a Gemara that says that if a Ben Noach kills an Uber, he's Chayim Misa. Tanavir Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's right there. It's a Kasha. We know the rule. Mi Ikam Midi, Dili Yisrael, Shari, Ulaevik Echav Amaser. There's no such thing. There can't be a halacha anywhere where a Yid is allowed to do it, But for a non-Jew, he has to be machmer. Mi'ikomidi, there's no such thing in Shas. Frank Kaisvis, if that's the case, it should come out that if a Benoyach kills an Ober, he's chayv misa. Then if a Yisrael kills an Ober, he should be chayv misa as well. But it doesn't show with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Tinik ben yomechon, and as we saw in the Gemara, that in the Mishnah, there's a kula and a chumra. There's a chiddish that even a Tinik ben yomechon is considered a child, but there's also a chiddish that only a Tinik ben yomechon is considered a child. Ober is not going to be considered a child. That means if a Yid would kill an Ober, he wouldn't be chayv misa. How does that stem with the klal that mi ikomidi de Yisrael shari ulevi kechava maser, and the idea that if a guy would kill a ben noyach, he himself would be chayv misa? Tosfos says, in Chulin Lamed Gimel and Sanhedrin Nun Tes, that you have to say that when the Mishnah says regarding a tinik ben yamecher a hargei chayev, it was talking specifically about the chayev misa that a person has if he kills somebody. But enochinami, as it relates to the iser, it could be even if somebody would kill an uber, not a tinik ben yamecher, he would be over the iser. It's ha hargei chayev, emphasis on chayev. It's regarding the chayev that you have this halacha. You have this halacha of a tinik ben yamecher as opposed to an uber. But regarding the iser, Tosfos lashon is mikol makom loy shari. You have to say that even though it's true, if somebody would kill an uber, einoy nerak, but nehi de pater mikol makom loy shari. Very, very soft language. But that's Tosfos lashon. It's not mutter. But the point is as I said, it has to be, because you can't tell me it's mutter. Meaning, for the halacha immediately Yisrael shari like kechav masa, it's enough that it's not shari, and that's what Tosfos says. Lo shari, not shari. So don't sue the halacha of immediately. Yisrael shari, because it's like shari. It's really not. But the point is Tosfos' chiddush is that the Mishnah is talking about the chiyuv misa that somebody would have for killing an ober. But as it relates to, is it mutter or is it aser? Like Tosfos, that's pashit. That's pashit that it's going to be aser. Either way, that's Tosfos and Chulin Lamed Gimel, and that's Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Tes. But if you take a look at Tosfos and our sugya, Tosfos seems to hold not that way. Tosfos over here asks Akasha. Tosfos says, the Gemara says, that if somebody kills in a tinik ben yamechad, he's chayiv misa. That's Mashba says, Tosfos only a tinik ben yamechad. But if somebody would kill an uber, he wouldn't be chayiv misa. Fake Tosfos Akasha from the Gemara Mesechtes Eruch in Dav Zayin. The Gemara over there discusses a woman who died during childbirth. So she was delivering a child, and then this uber died. Then the mother died. So the mother died, and the Uber is still alive. The mother died, and the Uber is still alive. And the Gemara says you're allowed to go and be Mechal Shabbos to try to save this Uber's life. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara in Eruch and Dav Zayin Amanav. So Frey Tei Sakasha, that if you're telling me that you're allowed to, that if you're telling me that if somebody kills an Uber, he's not Chayiv. So what does that mean? It means the life of an Uber is not really a life. It's Frey Tosfos. I'm just saying, why let it be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of an Uber? As I Frey Tosfos Akasha. Now, Tosfos, when he asks the Kasha, so Tosfos Lashon is like this. You have to say, the Mikol Mokoyim, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh Mechal Lenolves HaShabbos, Afal Gaf Demutu Lahargoy. Tosfos Lashon is that it's mutter to kill an Uber. So if it's mutter to kill an Uber, then what's the pshat that you're allowed to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos? And the emes is, it's a shtickle muchach that Tosfos held that way in his Kasha. Because if Tosfos held that it's usher to kill an Uber, like Tosfos says in Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel, and he says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, then what's Tosfos' great Akasha? You're not allowed to kill an Uber. If you kill an Uber, you're not going to be Chayim Miso. Okay, but you're not allowed to kill it. There's still a Nisa Shvichas Domin. And if there's a Nisa Shvichas Domin, then at the end of the day, you see the Uber's called a Nefesh. If it's called a Nefesh, why shouldn't it be Pekoch Nefesh? Why shouldn't it be Michal Shabbos to save the life of an Uber? This whole Tosfos is L'chayra L'shitasa with this Lashon that he says. Tosfos held it's mutter. And if it's mutter, Frank Tosfos, how does it stand? So Tosfos says, you have to say the two are not the same. That Enoch Rabbi, you're allowed to kill an Uber. That seems to be what Tosfos is saying. Afal gaf demutu lahargoy. But at the same time, you're still going to be Mechal Shabbos for an Uber. Does that make sense? Tosfos says, I have a right, it is a goysis. Goysis yechiach, because a goysis, you find that if somebody kills a goysis, he's potter, but at the same time, you're Mechal Shabbos for a goysis. So you see that the standard of what's considered a nefesh regarding pekuach nefesh, and what's considered a nefesh with regards to going now and committing an act of murder is not the same. And just like by your goysis, if someone kills a goysis, he's going to be potter, yet you could be mechal Shabbos for a goysis. Could be an uber, is the same thing. It could be an uber, afal gaf, the mutter lahargoy, even though it's going to be mutter to kill, but at the same time, it's still going to be considered a nefesh with regards to pekuach nefesh. But one thing, Tosfos' lashon is, afal gaf, the mutter lahargoy, which at first glance seems to contradict the other Tosfos in Hashas. Additionally, there seem to be unbelievable implications from this Tosfos. Because where are these Tosfos in Egeia? This is the sugya of abortion, right? So we're familiar with the controversy a little bit of abortion, Roe versus Wade, etc. But what's the Hashkafa? What's the Torah when it comes? So really, the beginning, when you sit down to learn the sugya, the first thing you do is you learn the Mishnah Masechtas Nida Daf Mem Daled, then you learn the Gemara regarding Ben Noach, then you learn Tosfos and Chulin Lamed Gimel, which is again in Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, where Tosfos says that even though it's clear that if somebody kills a nobody, he's not Chayv Misa, but Nehi, even though you're Potter, become Akam Leishari. That's the Haskalah. The question is there another Tosfos? You have a Tosfos here, Nidim Memdal Named Beis, where Tosfos seems to say, Afa Gafta Mutal Hargai. At first glance, that's what it would appear, stating that every single Achroin that discusses the sugya of abortion says that this Tosfos had to be a Tosfos cipher. There wasn't anyone that was willing to be soivel that Tosfos really said this. And you have to say that this Tosfos is a Tosfos cipher. And Tosfos over here didn't mean mutter lahargoy. He meant that if you kill potter, not mutter, potter. So you have to do a little chasur and mechzer of a hachik tani. But the point is, whether it's the chavis yor in simul amin aleph from Moshe and his chuvis, nobody was willing to accept asadah zashitas at Tosfos. First glance, it seems to be, but there'd be steers in Tosfos. So the bottom line is the way you walk away from the haschala of this sugya is regarding this idea. I'll just tell you one ha'ara. What's the makar that a ben noyach, it's interesting, is more chamer, right? A ben noyach is chayv mis if he kills an ober, but a yisrael is not going to be. But what's the makar that if a ben noyach kills an ober, he's chayv mis? Shoyfech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam yishafech. Ki b'tzelem elikim asa es adam. The pasuk says shoyfich dam ha'adam ba'adam. What's an example of an adam that's inside an adam? The example is an oven. Then the pasuk gives a reason, a time of decree. Why is it that you're not allowed to kill? Ki b'tzelem elikim asa es adam. Now this pasuk is clearly talking about a benayach. We just said we learned halachas of a benayach who kills an oven chay misa from this pasuk, and meaning a benayach killing. Probably a benayach. This is before Matan Torah. There was nothing other than a benayach. And the pasuk says, "Ki betzelem elokim asa asa adam." It would seem from here that a benayach, a non-Jew, was also born betzelem elokim. At first glance, the truth is that Tosfos Yontif and Pirkei Yavis has a big arichas on this. Who are your omer? This is Avos Perikim Mishnah Yudalet. Who is the who are your omer? This one is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva used to say, "Chaviv adam shenivra betzelem." Chiba Yisera Neidasloy Shenivra B'Tzelem Shenemar Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Es HaAdam. Then the Mishnah says Chavivin Yisrael Shenikru Banim LaMakim Chiba Yisera Neidasloy Shenikru Banim LaMakim Shenemar Banim Atam Hashem Elokim. And then again Chavivin Yisrael Shenitam Klichemda Chiba Yisera Neidasloy Shenitam Klichemda Shabay Nivra Olam Shenemar Ki Lekach Tev Nasati Lecham Teirasi Al Tazav. The Mishnah says three things: Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, Chaviv in Yisrael, shenikru banam lamakim. Chaviv in Yisrael, shenitam klichemda. Zok, the Taisis Yontif, it's a basic diak. The latter two halachas of the Mishnah are talking to Yisrael. Chaviv in Yisrael, shenikru banam lamakim. Chaviv in Yisrael, shenitam klichemda. The first halach is talking not to Yisrael, because it says Chaviv Adam. So it means Adam and Yisrael. Oh, Yisrael means Jews. Adam is more inclusive. It means even non-Jews. If that's the case, says the Taisis Yontif, I think it's Duyuk in the Mishnah, that Chaviv Adam, even Bnei Noach, Shenivra B'Tzelem, that even a Ben Noach has a Tzelem. And that means the Pasuk says, the Tosfos Yontif that's quoted, is Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Asa Adam. This is a Pasuk of Parshas Noach. This is a Pasuk that was said to the Bnei Noach. If that's the case, says the Tosfos Yontif, I think a Chiddush in this Mishnah, and that is that Bnei Noach also have a Tzelem Elokim. And he says, the reason I'm saying this is because I've seen many Mefarshim who may ato ani tomeya, loma zericha ka haderech min ha-mefarshim, that I found many Mepharshim don't want to take, they couldn't be soivel this. They did not want to accept the fact that an Eini Yehudi was never B'Tzelem Elokim. And says, the Tosfos Yontif is before Shana Mishnah. He doesn't know. It's Pashit. Chaviv Adam Shana B'Tzelem. The other two, Chaviv and Yisrael. Chaviv and Yisrael. Oh, clearly Chaviv is not talking about Yisrael. And the Pasuk smashed with that way. Now he says, one of the errors I saw is that people were bothered is that the Pasuk says, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Esa Adam. And we know, Atem Kriyam Adam. Ve'ein Oivdei Kechavim Kriyam Adam. Tosfos Yontif doesn't shtal this too. But what's the tzushta? Taisin avay dazar daf gimel aman aleph. Taisin many places in Shas. The Gemara says, "Tanya, hayra meyoy minayin shabi loyv kicham vayisik b'tayr shuk kain gadol." How do you know that loyv kicham that learns Torah is like a kain gadol? Tamu loy me'ashe yasa oisam ha'adam v'chay behem. Kayhanim v'viyim v'yisraelim loy ne'mar elo ha'adam. That if an Eini Yehudi, an Oivik Yechavim, learns Torah, he's mamish like the Kohen Gadol. Because it says, U'shmartim es chukoisev es mishpatei ashe yasa oisam ha'adam v'chayim behem ani Hashem. It doesn't say Kohen Levi Yisrael, it says Adam. Okay, called Adam. Frank Tyson, what? Mash Mahachad Ibn Khachavim, Nami Kriyam Adam. Everyone knows Adam Kriyam Adam ain't Ibn Khachavim Kriyam Adam. So Tyson brings Rabbeinu Tam time throughout Shas that there's a difference between Adam and Ha Adam. Adam, Adam Kriyam Adam ain't Ibn Khachavim Kriyam Adam. Ha Adam is different. Even Ibn Khachavim are called Ha Adam. Ushmaitim as Chukoisai as Mishpatei Ashayasa Oisam Ha Adam Vachaybem. Ibn Khachavim are called Ha Adam. What's the pasuk in Parshas Noach? Ki bitzelem elikim asa es ha adam. Oh, ha adam. Even Ibn Khachavim, I call Adam. But just to be Messiah, this first ha'ara with something I heard once from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. He said that chavivin Yisrael shenikru banim lamakim. Chiba Yisera noidaslem shenikru banim lamakim. Shenemer banim atam l'Hashem alakechem. He says, what's this chiba Yisera? Chavivin Yisrael, we're called banim lamakim. Mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindalach. Chibi Yisera, that it was Noidaslan. You see how much Hashem loves us by virtue of the fact that He told us that we're Banu Lamakim. What does that mean? So I think He said it B'Shem Darachayim HaKadosh. He said that we know we can only say Mitzvah Shvachay B'Fanav. So when you're talking to somebody, you can only tell them Mitzvah Shvachay. Being that it was Noidaslahem, that they're called Banu Lamakim, Vaistois, Banu Matam Lashem Alekechem is only Mitzvah Shvachay. And really, the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much, much greater than merely being Banu Lamakim. Because if it was Neidaslahem, if it was told to us, it must be it's Mitzvah Shvachay. And if it's Mitzvah Shvachay, that means the real Shvach, our relationship is even greater than the relationship between a father and a son. That's the first Ara. The second Ara, return to the Lumbus, is the Mishnah had said, when it went through the lists of Tinik Ben Yoy Mechad, so one of them was Upaitim and Ayipim. So Kiesh Vachim Yachdav, one of them is married, and he dies, leaves over an almana, and he doesn't have any children. And so the halacha is, there's a mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah yibum is the brother that's alive has to be miyabim or du chalitza with this almana. But it's only uvein eimai. If he has a child, then this halacha is not going to be true. How old does this child have to be? How old does the child have to be? A tinik ben yamechad, that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Applied from the Mishnah, luchura is that if the child would not be born yet, meaning if this man would die and his wife would be expecting, he would leave over an uber, there would be a halacha of yibum. The only time there's no yibum is if he left over a ben, which the Mishnah defines as a tinik ben yamecha. But if there wouldn't be a ben, all there would be is an uber, it sounds like there would be yibum. Now that's pashit. Later when the child is born, then now it's not uven eimai anymore. At that point, of course there's not going to be yibum. But during this 9-month pregnancy, at that time where there's an uber, the halacha is she's like yibum. This woman is not allowed to go get married. You have the loisase of loisia eishas hametzachut alishzar. Because right now it's uven eimai. It's only if there's a tinik ben yoymechad that it's uven yeshlad. But if there's no tinik ben yoymechad, it's going to be lechura uvein eimai. And at first glance, it's sarach bir. Why do we say that? Why can't we say that the uber is treated like a ben? That's the ha'ara. So just to be mafalful a little bit in this inyan, the Yamshul Shloima in Masechtas Yevama says, very famously, that if somebody makes a neder, he says, I'm going to do something when or if my wife gives birth to a ben. The halacha is, if she's pregnant, if she's expecting a child, at that point, whatever his neder was, he has to fulfill. Because if somebody has a child, meaning an uber, a fetus, it's considered a ben. And if you made, I don't mean ben versus bas, it's considered a child. And if you made a neder that you're going to do something when you have a ben, when you have a child, the fact that your wife is expecting that constitutes child, and at that point, your chiyuv neder would go into effect. And says the Yamshul Shloima, I have a raya from a pasuk that everybody knows. Last week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayisroitzu to abanim bekirbo Yitzchak, Rivka, they would avenik to have children, and finally, vayes vayeyoser leHashem vatay Rivka ishtoi." But she had a very challenging pregnancy. Vayisroitzu to abanim bekirbo, the children, they were running inside of her. Vatoymer, she said him Cain, "Lo mazeh anoichi." So the Yamshul Shloima, Vayisroitzu to abanim, the sons. They weren't born yet. They were ubers. Says the Yamshul Shloima. You see from here that even a child is called an uber. It's a Yamshul Shloima perek tes in Masechtas Yevamos v'hadvarim atikin. The emes is, if you take a look at the Evan Ezra, right here in his Pirush al HaTorah, Vayisroitzu to abonim. The Nikru bonim, says the Evan Ezra, al shem Saifam. Really weren't called bonim at that point. Why would they be bonim? They weren't born yet. It's all al shem Saifam. In other words, Yesh Lachkar. Is an uber called ben? Or is an Uber not called Ben? Yamsha Shloime said it's called Ben, but he based it on a pasuk. Vayisroitz to Abana Mekirba. Devin Ezra said, no, yeah, you have no raya from this pasuk, because maybe Bana means Al Shem Seif. But either way, whether an Uber is called Ben or an Uber is not called Ben could be hinges upon how to understand a pasuk that we've heard 1,000 times in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Vayisroitz to Abana Mekirba. Does Banim mean because right now they were called Banim? Or they called Banim Al Shem Saifa? So just two ha'aras as it relates to this. Is an Uber called a Ben? The first ha'ar, of course, is from our sugya, but two ha'aras. The Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, Perik Yud Beis Halacha Yod. We were mayrich in this Rambam when we learned Masech Teschulin. The Rambam says, Mutta Lishchait Esamu Uberes. It's Mutta Teshecht, an animal, a female animal, that's Muberes. It's okay to shecht it. Not only is it okay to shecht it, but the halacha is that when you shecht the mother, you don't have to worry now about shechting the child. The child has a din of a ben pekua. These are sugyas in Mesechtes Chulin. But the Rambam says, mutter lishchait es amuberes, and he says a whole shtukl Torah, why it's mutter to shecht amuberes. It's clear in the Rambam. You don't have to be such a daikon to realize that the Rambam was entertaining a tzad that maybe it'd be also to shecht amuberes. The Rambam has the paskin. He got up in Beis Medrash one day. Rabbi say, Mutta lishchait es amuberes. Why not? It's a kosher animal. Well, what's the big deal? Hakol shoichtin, just make sure that you're not a kuti and you're fine, right? What's the problem? Why would you have a hamamina that it should be asr to shecht amuberes? Zok the Rambam, Mutta lishchait es amuberes. Says Dor Sameach. All the achrayim says, posh. Vayisoy is the Rambam had it sad that maybe it's asr. You know why? Because it says in the Torah, Oysoy ves benoy, lo yisishchatu biyoy mechot. You're not allowed to shecht oysoy ves benoy. But the Rambam ge'art, how you let a shecht amuberes? Maybe the whole sugya of Ben Paku is only b'di'evet, if you did it already. But l'chayru l'katchila to go ahead and shecht the muberes should be aser. Because oysa ves b'noi lai sishchutu b'nei mecha. Zok the Rambam, no. Mutta lishchet es muberes. And he says a shtickle Torah. What's the shtickle Torah? So this is what we spend time on when we learn Masech Teschulin. Bekitz or nimrutz. The shtickle Torah is, yesh lachkar. Every time you shecht a mother, and there's a Ben Paku inside. So you let eat the Ben Paku without a shchita. What's the pshat? Is the pshat because the shchita of the mother somehow patterns the ben pekua, ordinarily you need shechita, but there's a chiddush of ben pekua, that if the child's inside its mother's womb and you shechta the mother, so now you can shechta the ben pekua without a shechita. Oye shloim, when you shecht the mother, it's as if you're shechting the ben pekua as well. Is it being chal a shechita in the ben pekua, or is it not being chal? Is the reason of the shechta ben pekua because it got a shechita, or is the reason of the shechta ben pekua because it doesn't need a shechita? What's the gedder of the chiddush of ben pekua? That somehow it gets, even though it's simonim, we're never shachot, but it's chaladin shchit al yed shchit the mother. No, that's the Rambam shtickle Torah. So the Rambam, if the word is that when you shach the mother, you're also shachting the ben pekua, you're being over nisser. Oysoy ves benoy leisishcha to be aymechot. But so the Rambam mutal lishchait as amuberes. You want to know why? Because the lumdis of ben pekua is not that you're shachting the uber. You never shechted the uber. You're shechting the mother. There's a din that if the mother's muberes and you shechted the mother, you're allowed to eat the uber now. But it was never chal shechit on the uber. It was never chal shechit on the uber. It's not oisav es benoy. It's shechut b'yamechol. Oisav es benoy. You can't shecht the mother. Shecht the wife. Never shechted the child. But what do you see in the Rambam b'chayra? And that is that the Rambam held. Right, I think it's pashat. That you see in the Rambam held that an uber is called benoy. Because the pasuk says, "Oysoy ve'es benoy loisish chatu b'yamechot." If an uber is not a ben, if it's vayisroitz to abanu bekirba, al shem soifam, like the Ibn Ezra says, then what's the kash of the Rambam? The oysoy ve'es, it's not benoy. It's not benoy yet. It's not benoy until the child is born. Vayisroitz the Rambam held, I think, that even an uber is considered ben. That's the first aura. The second aura is an aura that I saw in the sefer Mikra Ha'eda. That was written by Reb Eliyahu Greenzeig. So we mentioned earlier in the week the Magia and the Avudraham. Reb Eliyahu Greenzeig is a Goyen Olam. So he wrote a sefer called Mikra Eda. He's written many Sfarim. And in sefer Mikra Eda, on Parshas Toldos, he has an Arichos on this Inyan. Vayisroitzetzu Abanim Bekerbo, the Eben Ezra, and the Yamshel Shloime, and Toich Dvarov. He says a Dover Nifla, just a little bit of a Hakdom. And that is, the Rambam says in Hilchas Ishus Perik Zayin Halacha Te Zayin, in the world of Noshim Nezikin, this is a very, very famous Rambam. If someone goes over to his friend and says, I saw your wife is pregnant, I want to marry your daughter. Nah, I don't know if she's going to be in a keva, but in the event that she gives birth to an akeva, so the halacha is lo leyom aklo. It's not a kedushin. You can't be mekadesh like that. Says the Rambam, however, if, however, she was already hooker ha'ober 3 months, so then the halacha is ha'reza mekudeshes. then the kedushin could already be chal. Fake the raivet. What's going on over here? Ain't the machdu dovish loybal oilam. This is the raivet's catch. But this is a halach in the Rambam. Says the Rambam, im hoysa eshes chaveru meuberes. And it was already nikka the uber. And this man goes over to his friend and he says, listen, I don't know if your wife's having a boy or a girl, but if it's a girl, I want to marry her. Harem mekudesa shli. The halach is harezu mekudeshes. The kedushin is going to be chal. Rav Shloime Eger asked the kasha to his father, Rav Kiva Eger. It's printed in Chuvas Rav Kiva Eger, Simin Kuf Ayin. So he asked him the following question. The Shulei HaMichtav. So in the olden days, they didn't want to waste space on letters. So the Ikka Chuva was regarding the sugya of Enes Achal Alisser. If there'd be leftover space of the Shulei HaMichtav, the Shayol, and the sometimes would add something. And sometimes the Shulei HaMichtav has major, major lumbus. So we hear in the Shulei HaMichtav, it's printed in Chuvas Rav Kiva Eger, Simin Kuf Ayin. Simon Kuf Ayin is not a tshuva that Rab Kiva Eger wrote. It's a tshuva from Rab Shloime Eger, Kivega's son, to Rab Kiva Eger. But either way, he asked him like this: Koshali ala Rambam. The Rambam says, "Miyol dishlochen akevati lemekudeshes." The Mahani b'hogo uber says, "Lachayra." He doesn't understand. There's another Rambam. The Rambam says, if somebody has a shivcha kananis, and this shivcha was pregnant, and he went over to the shivcha and he said, "At shivcha uvlotcha ben chayr, I want you to remain a shivcha, but your child, I'm going to free your child. I'm freeing some of my slaves." Not you. I'm going to free your child. Halach is loy mahani. Doesn't work. Says the Rambam, because it's considered being meshacher chatzi avda. Just it can't be meshacher chatzi of your avda. You can't tell your avda, I want your right arm to be free, but your left arm is still mine. You can't do that. This is the same thing. Pashit, because the Rambam holds uber yerechimai, but whatever. The point is that if you can't be meshacher vlad of a shivcha and keep the shivcha a shivcha, because you're not going to be meshacher chatzi avda, and this is a classic case of being meshacher chatzi avda. Freitrup Shloim Eger, just like the Gemara says, you can't be meshacher chatzi avda. Gemara also says you can't be mekadesh chatzi isha. Can't be mekadesh chatzi. It's assuming in the first barak of Masechtas Kedusha. So if that's the case, what's pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says if somebody goes over to his friend and he says your wife is expecting, im yol de ishtacha nekeva, harei mekadesh asli. If the child was nicker already, it's 3 months. The halacha is the kedushin is going to be chal. You're not being Mekadesh his wife. She's an Eish HaSesh. She can't be Mekadesh her. You only be Mekadesh the child. If a child, if an Uber is considered a Chatzi, where do you see that? Because Hareyat Shivchu Vlotcha Bas Chayrin is Meshachar Chatzi Eved, then Lachayr it's a Chatzi.
Maybe it's before it's
a nigger, no? But that halach is, if it's only a chatzi, then the halach is you shouldn't be able to be mekadesher. So, Rav Shlomo Eger, I'm steering the Rambam. Here, regarding shichrer, the Rambam paskins and uber is a chatzi isha. And regarding kedushin, he doesn't paskin, it's a chatzi isha. That was his kasha. And then he suggested a teretz. He said, nearly, maybe the difference is, in the case of kedushin, you can't be mekadesh shema. It's not possible because she's an eish hashish. So even though you're only being mekadesh chatzi isha, but being that lo yishayir bekinyone, you're not leaving anything that you could have done and not doing. So it could be there's no problem with being mekadesh chatzi isha, as opposed to arei at shivcha vlacha ben tchayrin. So over here you could have been meshayir the shivcha. You weren't. You were meshayir in the shichra. Maybe chatzi is only a problem when you're meshayir. But if you're not meshayir, maybe it's not going to be a problem. Either way. This was Rav Shloime Eger's kasha that he asked b'shulei hamichtav after a long, intense sugya of iser nevela being chala nesachelim. This is what Rav Shloime Eger asked Rav Kiva Eger. So Rav Kiva Eger in Simen Kofayin Aleph, he says, "Ube'ikra divrei Rambam nirla nias daiti." He says, "I think you're making a toys in how you're understanding the Rambam. You understood the Rambam that the Rambam means that." If someone goes over to his friend whose wife is pregnant, it's nikah the uber. He says, "I want to marry your daughter." It's chal de kedushin today. It's not chal de kedushin today. Rambam never said that. Rambam said, "Arei mekudesh." You know what the Rambam meant? When the child is born, it's going to be chal de kedushin. I'm glad that the kedushin is not going to be chal. How you being mekadesh an uber? Wait, you married to who? An uber? Doesn't make sense. You can't be mekadesh an uber. That's not what he meant. And at a chinami, maybe it'd be a problem of chatzi isha. If you can't be meshachrin an uber because it's a chatzi isha problem, you can't be mekadesh an uber either because she's a chatzi isha. So what then did the Rambam mean? The Rambam meant it's going to be chal acha shetivale. And the Rambam was making a distinction between nikur uber and not nikur uber in the sugya of ein adam makne dova shloi b'loilam, that when it's nikur, then it's a shtikl b'loilam. So there I could do a maisi kedushin that it should be chal later. But the point is, The point that says Rav Kiva Eger, the Rambam didn't mean that the Kedushin is going to be Chal right now. What he meant was that the Kedushin is going to be Chal later. Incidentally, if you take a look at the tshuvas, just the covet that Rav Kiva Eger and Rav Shlomo Eger had for each other as they're going through. Rav Shlomo Eger told his father, he says, "V'hinei chayzer al mivuku shasi meyaz." He says, "You know, I know I've told you many times, shal yatshriach adoni avi moiri v'gufay gufay hatar lahoshev al divarei ba'orach." He said, I was very hesitant to ask you any shailas. I mean, I'm writing you a tshuva here on it's an avela chalal, it's a chela, b'shuli, a michtav, lomdis about being mekadosh and over. He says, really, I was very hesitant because apparently Reb Kiva wasn't well at this time. So he told him, I know you're not so well. And he said, v'day lefonai ki yoymar ha'odoin dover zeh nochon be'enai, v'zeh enoi nochon. He says, just answer me, yeah or no. I don't need a long answer. Uberemez ma'at. He says, that would be enough. And he tells him there, man, it's beautiful the way he writes to his father. And then when Kiva Eger responded in his tshuva, he said, Asha choshesh b'ni shehu li l'koyved l'heshev. He says, I see in your tshuva, you think that it's hard for me to answer. Tamin, believe me, ki hu chayei ruchi. He says, you have no idea how much a geshmak I have to write you a tshuva in learning. Ki b'esh ani koysev eilach. He says, when I write you a tshuva, mitzuyer etzli ki'ilu d'muscho im l'fana. He says, I mamish picture you as if you're standing in front of me. Uponim el ponim adaber itcha. It's as if I'm talking to you literally face to face. Beautiful. But I'll go upon him the cover that Kvegam Shlomeger had back there. He's a father and a son. Either way, this is Nachas Shlomeger. But regardless, see, heavy. I'm achleik his head on the Rambam. Did the Rambam mean that the Kedushin's going to be Chal this second? Or did the Rambam mean that the Kedushin's going to be Chal? La'achar sheti volei. L'chayra. Says Rabbi Leo Greenside, like Rav Shloime Eger for sure, maybe even like Rav Kiva Eger, but for sure like Rav Shloime Eger, it's shayach for a father to be mekadesh his daughter to a man when she's an Uber. Now, all the lumdus in this sugya, it always revolves around it from the Uber's perspective. How can an Uber get married? Can an Uber get married? Uber person, not person, right? Kedush Uber is a famous Rav Chaim Sefer about this. How can an Uber get married? That's where all the lumdus is. 99% of the lumdus in this sugya is the Uber from the perspective of the bride, the woman, the kala. How's she getting married? She's an Uber. That doesn't make sense. What does it mean, Kedush Uber? Is it chala rayas, chamoisim mamenes, yavamis? Comes up in a bunch of sugyas. I have another problem. How do you know a father's allowed to marry his daughter? What's the makar? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "As biti nosati leish hazeh." That means the only way to get started, the only way to get this whole schmooze rolling, is by accepting the fact that the father has an ability to be mekadesh's daughter. The problem is the Torah states, "As biti nosati leish hazeh." She is daughter. The chayyut should be telling the Yamshel Shlomo and Evan Ezra. If I yisroit swabana bekir, but even an uber is considered a child, is considered a ban. I was like, Gevaldik. If not, then Lachur, it's not as Biti Nasati Lishas. That's Pashit. You can't have any Kedushin right now. Because in order for there to be a Kedushin, you need someone to be Makabal the Kedushin. Who's the Makabal? It's the father. But his Koyach to be Makabal the Kedushin is predicated on as Biti Nasati Lishas. That's a Loimi Boya, like Reb Shlomo Eger, that the Kedushin's being Chal right now. You would have to assume that the Halacha of as Biti Nasati Lishas applies even right now for this child. But even like Reb Kiva Eger, the Maisa Kedushin's happening right now. It's only being chal la'achas l'dovel shabbat le'bala oylem. Regardless, this is all in the Rambam Shita, right? We're discussing the Rambam. The Rambam Shitasi we just said in Hilchas Shita had a problem with oisev es benoy ben pekuah. That means the Rambam clearly was of the opinion that even an uber is considered a child. The Rambam Shitasi holds that there would have been a problem with oisev es benoy in the sugya ben pekuah. So the Rambam Shitasi maybe holds that you could be mekadesh an uber just like an uber is called oisev es benoy. So to an uber is called as biti nasati lishazeh. What does that do with our sugya? Again, because in our sugya, you see, that's always the question. Because in our sugya, you see that a tinek ben yoy mecher is poitim in ayibum, because it's called uben, but an uber not. Uber still uben eloi. Why? Why is it so pashit? If I yisroit su abon amakir, but like the Yamshel Shloima said, like the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, like the Rambam in Hilchas Ishos, that even a child is called a ben. So why is it in Hilchas Yibum, it's not considered a ben?